One day the we got word from St. Joseph's Hospital where Patricia, who later became my wife, but whom I had dated previously, encountered a young man who, while sleeping with his mouth open, was bitten by a black widow spider. And there was absolutely no vaccine available. This was 10 o'clock at night. And by the rarest of circumstances, we had the vaccine on hand, primarily because these drug companies would exchange any outdated material and you had no loss. In any event, this was available. Patricia knew or tried to find out from me where it could be obtained, and I told her we had some. He received it. It's probably saved a young man's life. Further advanced our romance a little bit. At about the same time, I had read of a pharmacy in New Jersey that received a supply of polio vaccine, which had just been discovered by Salk. And there again, I got in touch with the Merck company, ordered a supply of it, received it, before there was any general distribution of it. So when it did come out, it was allocated on the basis of previous orders, and we got a fairly good supply. So that established our reputation among the doctors as being a good source of vaccine supplies. The labor union thought they could get some very favorable publicity, and together with us, we set up a couple of stations where the public was invited to come in, get their flu shot for a very low price, and they got a lot of good publicity out of it. But in the meantime, the Fogelson Pharmacy name became better known throughout the community.